And now, Capital Chat, the Community Connection, KINY.
All right, good morning and welcome to Capital Chat on KINY 800 AM 94.9 FM. It is 8:34 now. In the studio is Bridget Lujan from Juno Dance Theater. And before we start, I should say, welcome, Bridget. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You brought a ton of information for us today regarding some performances and some really interesting stuff coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You've got what? Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a huge weekend for us. We've got 4 shows of Alice in Wonderland. It's a full-length story ballet. We go Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. at JDHS Auditorium. And I tell you what, we've got over 60 dancers in the cast, all your favorite characters, Cheshire Cat and
Answering
Mad Hatter.
Answering my questions before I can ask
them. Oh, sorry.
No, it's great. As you're talking, I'm going, I'm going to ask her how many dancers are in there.
Ask me again.
So you're reading my mind, basically, is where we're at here. Over 60 dancers involved in this one production, which is just absolutely crazy amount of people on a smaller stage. How do you do this?
That's right. Well, we've been rehearsing since February, and it truly is an ensemble piece. You take Act 2 has the Queen of Hearts and her whole court, and it's just like almost a whole cast is on stage for the entire second act. But you rehearse it in chunks, and you plan very carefully around the moving scenery, and you get everybody up there doing their thing.
Yeah. Now, how long of a production is this? When I go watch this, how long am I going to be in my chair?
So we are running it in 2 acts, so there will be an intermission. And, it runs, the whole production will be just under 2 hours.
Wow.
We have a little treat at the beginning. We've got a prelude provided by our youngest dancers, our creative movement students. They're going to do 2 dances for us to warm us up, and then we'll start the ballet. So the first half runs about 45 minutes, and the second half comes in again at another, including intermission. You'll be out of there in about 2 hours.
Okay, now this opens up this weekend. Am I right in saying the 19th?
Yes, 19th through the 21st.
19th through the 21st, and there are tiered ticket pricing.
Yeah. So when you go on, we use a reserved seating approach. Patrons seem to like that. They don't have to show up an hour early and run and wrestle each other for the good seats. So you can go right onto the website, junodance.org, and follow the links to purchase tickets. And the seat map comes up. And so you can click on your map, choose your seats. And if you go in the center section, those are $30 regardless of age. But the rest of the auditorium and the balcony, those are all tiered. So we've got prices. Adults are 25. We've got a teen pricing and a senior pricing and a child pricing of $15. So we want the whole family to come. We try to incentivize that with some tiered ticketing structure. And like I said, if you want the good seats, those are $30. Those are in the center section. But the rest of everywhere on the map, you click around and you'll get some options of pricing.
Excellent. Now I want to remind folks that you can get your tickets now, right now, online at junodance.org. Or you could wait and take the chance and get them at the door. But it's recommended that you get them right now online. That's junodance.org. Now, before we continue, there is an event inside of the event. You're explaining this to me. It is the Mad Hatter Tea Party. Embrace the creative and whimsical. What is the Mad Hatter Tea Party?
Yeah. You know, there's some fantastical fanatics out there, Alice lovers, and so we're calling you, and we want you to come in your most eccentric attire, dress up as your favorite character, or maybe just something crazy out of your closet, that a funny hat or whatever. Pull out your quirky garments and come to the Mad Hatter Tea Party. It starts at 1 o'clock for both matinee performances. We've got this this special event that's happening in the Commons. So you come, you do some photo booths and activities and games. We've got some beautiful backdrops, taking pictures. And then you go and you sit in those VIP seats that I was mentioning in the center section. We got a whole section reserved down front center for the VIP Mad Hatter guests. And then at intermission, there's assorted teas. There's actually, our chairs have outdone themselves. They have this tea tree with tea bags. I mean, they're hanging on a real tree. Like, it's awesome and creative. They've been planning since January. So teas and pastries at intermission. Go back in for the second half, and then guests are invited on stage to take a photo with the cast. It's very similar to our Land of Sweets that we do at Nutcracker, and that's super popular. Yeah,
that is really cool. And I would only imagine that the little kids are just going to have a blast with this.
Oh, they love it, because we give them a little shout out from the stage, and they truly are treated like VIPs. So we say, again, bring the whole family. We've got groups of girl parties coming, grown-up girls. We've got some grandmas that are coming together to wear their best hats. It's just, it really appeals to everyone. And like I said, our committee chairs have been working so hard on it since January.
Oh, that's so cool. Again, it is the Mad Hatter Tea Party, April 20th and 21st at 1 p.m. So that's just before the matinees.
Right. And the ticket price, so the Mad Hatter Tea Party, that ticket price is $45. But really what it is, it includes the ballet. So you get your premium seat for $30, and then it's $15 on top of that. But you just buy the one ticket. You don't have to buy a separate ticket for the show.
All right. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So let's recap real quick. Alice in Wonderland, it is an incredible production, and you'll see it this weekend. It opens on the 19th and goes through the 21st at JDHS Auditorium. That's Alice in Wonderland. Then to include one event into the other is the Mad Hatter Tea Party, Embrace the Creative and Whimsical. Those tickets are $45. Of course, that includes the performance as well. I got to ask, Bridget, who does the artwork for these posters? These are really cool posters.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm happy to brag on Jessica Liska. She is one of our parent volunteers. She's an amazing artist, and she puts up with me asking for all these little tweaks, and can you move the dancer here? And yeah, she's amazing, so talented, quick, and she does amazing things backstage, too. She runs our whole backstage volunteer area supporting all the dancers. So yeah, that's Jessica Liska.
That is so cool.
A shout out.
Wow. Again, Juno Dance Theater Spring Showcase. It's Alice in Wonderland, a story ballet by Lori Gruters and Serkan Usta.
Right.
And
yes.
Of course, artistic director is Zachary Hinch. Right. We want to make sure we mention everybody that we can on this, give everybody the kudos that they deserve, because this is a huge, huge production. A lot of work goes into this kind of a thing. Highly encourage folks to get your tickets now. Go to junodance.org, get your tickets, or you can take the chance and wait to get yours at the door, but I really think you need to get them now. They're affordable, and they are available right now. Make sure you get those tickets for the Mad Hatter Tea Party. $45.
That's right.
It's affordable, and you get the VIP seating. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And you get to dress up.
It's fun. And there's food. So.
And there's food.
Who doesn't want snacks?
You're throwing some bait out there for Mike here. I know what you're doing. Yeah. And I heard you say pastries and you looked at me. Like, if you'd like more info on this, go to junodance.org or call 463-5327 and they will point in the right direction. We need to also go back a few steps, because we've talked about this in the past. How are we doing on the floor?
Oh gosh, we're almost there. We have one final push, I think, with our Fund the Floor campaign. The floor has been ordered.
Yeah,
we have paid our deposit. We have to pay the rest of everything by the middle of May, and the floor should be arriving by the end of May, and we hope to install in June. So thank you for keeping tabs on that for
us.
It's happening. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when we first started about it, this is what we want to do.
Yeah.
Now, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, we need about another $5,000 to $6,000 to finish off the rest of that match that we need to come up with our own cash for the Rasmussen grant.
Okay, yeah. Now with that said, you can donate online at junodance.org.
Yep, you can do a one-time donation, and depending on how much you're giving, you can have your name forever memorialized on a plaque at the studio as one of the donors for the fund, the floor. And you can donate any number of ways. You can send a check, or you can go to junodance.org. There's a specific button for the Fund the Floor campaign, or you can just donate through the general donation and make a note that it's for the floor.
All right. Now, the reason we're doing this, the Fund the Floor campaign is to replace the floor with a good, safe floor for folks to dance on, whether it be the little kids or the older folks. But they do need a floor that's not hazardous to their body.
That's right. Our current floor, we're a converted warehouse. Our Lemon Creek Studios converted warehouse. It's laminate over concrete. It was never intended to be a dance floor, but we've made do. So we need to get a sprung floor in there with a nice vinyl marley covering and do what we can for injury prevention. Right. You know, it's real hard to go full out in that location and really leap like dancers want to leap. So we want to keep everybody safe. And it gets slippery. It's hard to keep clean. There's just a long list of why.
Right. And the sooner that we get this done, the sooner that more people can use it. And it's important that we keep our youth involved in the arts, whether it be in theater or dance. It doesn't matter what it is. We need to keep them involved. So anything we can do to keep those younger people involved and interested in the arts, in all manners of the arts, the better. So again, you can make those donations online at junodance.org. If you need more info, call 463-5327. Bridget, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Again, Alice in Wonderland, the 19th, kicks off the 19th at JDHS Auditorium, and tickets are very affordable. Get them online at junodance.org. Bridget, always a pleasure to chat with you, and I think we're probably going to do it again here in the very near future, right?
Fantastic. Call me up.
We will. We promise. All right. Thank you so much. That's going to do it for our Capital Chat today. This is KINY 800 AM 94. 9 FM. It is 8:45. Good morning.
Every weekday morning at 8:35, the fastest community connection available. Capital Chat.